You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to The Ice Guys, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This is the show that takes you into the world of the National Hockey League. Every game, every day, from a sports fan perspective. With pro handicappers Alex B. Smith, Andrew McInnes, and Ian Cameron, and veteran sports writer Jimmy Murphy.
And now, here's your host, Ian Cameron.
Welcome to the Ice Guys, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Monday, November 29th, Ian Cameron, Alex B. Smith, Jimmy Murphy, Andrew McInnes should be along momentarily as well. We're ready to break down this Monday NHL card. Four games on tap after a busy weekend. We had the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, where it was a sizable slate of games on each day. Slows down a little bit tonight, but ready to break it all down with four games. Let's get started with the Seattle Kraken taking on the Buffalo Sabres. Tonight in this one. Right now we've got Seattle upwards of minus 140 to minus 150 even. They've gotten that high as road favorites in this game. The total 5.5 shaded to the under in this game. We will give Seattle some credit. A team that coming off a very solid victory on Saturday at against the Florida Panthers 4-1. And Seattle now all of a sudden, you know, winners of three of their last four games. They ended the last two games of their homestand against Carolina and Washington victorious. They got shut out in the first game of this road trip against Tampa Bay, but bounced back in impressive fashion, beating Florida 4-1 on Saturday. We'll see if they can keep it rolling here as they take on the Buffalo Sabres, who played back-to-back games over the weekend, a 4-1 victory over Montreal, followed by a 3-2 loss in overtime to the Detroit Red Wings. In their last game, we'll see if the Buffalo Sabres can bounce back following the defeat to Detroit. Buffalo has been, you know, at times, you know, been able to spring an upset or two. They've beaten Montreal. They've beaten Pittsburgh, of course, in a recent upset victory as well. They also have a win against Edmonton on home ice. And when I look at this scheduling spot for Seattle, you look at it, they were in Tampa. They were in Florida. Big win on Saturday night. Now you're traveling up to Western New York, upstate New York here. For a Monday night game, I'm not in a rush to lay a road favorite price tag right now with Seattle in this game. It looks like we're going to see Dustin Tokarski once again in net for the Sabres. I'd be stunned if it's not him. They've been going to him because actually he's given them some pretty solid goaltending in a lot of his recent starts. Let's not forget how he played against Montreal on Friday in the victory. You can't really fault him too much for the Detroit game. I think he still played pretty well, if you ask me, in that game. So he's been the best option, and he's definitely played some better hockey lately. So again, I'm not going to be overboard to bet this game, but I do have a small wager here on Buffalo. I just think the price is a little bit inflated here on Seattle as a moderate road favorite here in a spot that I don't necessarily trust them in following a victory against the Florida Panthers on Saturday. So lean a little to Buffalo. I wouldn't talk anyone out of the over here, especially 5.5 at a plus price now in a lot of books with the total in this one. But the one concern is that Tokarski's played pretty well in his recent starts for the Sabres. Can that continue? You know, you worry about the more he starts, the more he's going to get worn down. That's also a potential, but I would still lean over the total, and I'm definitely going to look toward a small bet at least on the home underdog here, Buffalo Sabres. Let's not forget, you know, they've beaten Edmonton in this building, and they've had some surprising upset wins, and many of them with Tokarski in net. So it's more than anything, just Seattle not trusting them, you know, as moderate road chalk in this game. Alex, what do you think? Kraken, Sabres.
Yeah, the only thing I'm looking at here is the over. And of course, like we always mentioned with Buffalo, we're waiting for
the Aaron Dell alert, but we haven't had that happen in the last three games. It's been Dustin Tokarski because he is the better of the two goalies. But like you said, if they're going to start riding him into the ground and with Craig Anderson still out indefinitely, this is now going to be a issue because if you can't replay, I don't care what kind of goalie you have Dominic Hasek, you can't play him 20 straight games in a row and expect to win every game and expect to still be competitive. And this is a Seattle team that already got a 5-2 win against Buffalo at home earlier this year. So, you know, the home side makes sense. There could be a bit of a revenge angle there, but with, you know, Seattle going over in 9 of their last 12 and now Buffalo having this goaltending dilemma, and you're getting a plus price with this over 5.5. I'm guessing that's because of Chris Drieger, who he's played well, but okay. You know, at the same time, are they going to start riding Drieger hard because Philip Grubauer hasn't been putting up big numbers? So you got questions of goaltending in both teams right now. So give me the over at 5.5 at plus $1.10.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, you don't see 5.5 with a plus price if you're looking to bet an over in the NHL on a regular basis. And yet we've got that right now with this game with Seattle and Buffalo. And look, there's a reason why it's not just Tokarski's played better, but there's a reason why he's getting more stuff. They're terrified. They're scared shitless of Aaron Dell at this point, and with very good reason. At this point, the Buffalo Sabres. He's been brutal. 0-4, 3.72 goals against average, .862 save percentage. He's given up 4+ in 3 of his last 4 starts. You put that guy in the net, it's like an automatic L at this point for the Sabres. He's having a rough go, at least with Tokarski. He's able to hold the fort at times and at least give you a puncher's chance at the very least when he's in between the pipes compared to Farmer and the Dell, who's just been reeling all season long for the Buffalo Sabres. Jimmy, what are your thoughts here, Seattle, Buffalo?
Yeah, I'll just say I'm really surprised that Buffalo hasn't picked up Matt Murray yet. I mean, people must know that Matt Murray's really hurt and he's not going to ever be the same. I'm surprised he passed through waivers and that the Buffalo Sabres didn't grab him. But other than that, this is a Jimmy pass me. I just get no feel in this game. It reeks to me. If I was going to do anything, I'd touch the over-under and I'd go under. It reeks to me of a boring sleeper up in the town of sleepers.
Yeah. Sleeper in Sleeperville. Yeah, they're sleeping on the team, that's for sure. That building is like a church or a morgue every night now in Buffalo. It's unbelievable to see how the apathy right now for Buffalo Sabres hockey in Western New York, something you wouldn't have seen 10, 15 years ago when they were packing the building, when Briere and Drury and Pominville and those great Sabre teams, Campbell on the back end, Ryan Miller in his prime, in net. You just think of how the city was buzzing for Buffalo Sabres hockey back then and anything but right now. We got Andrew McGinnis now with us. Andrew, welcome in. What do you think here, Seattle, Buffalo?
Hey guys. Yeah. I'm on the over 5.5 in this game. And a lot of it's just because I look at teams that are middle of the pack, below the pack, struggling or catching fire a little bit like Seattle. But I look towards the over because I expect sloppiness. But sometimes you can look at teams that are kind of in the situation as well and kind of get that yawn fest like Jimmy's talking about. But when I look at this game, we have one team is 28th in the league in goals against, one team is 29th in the league in goals against, and a Seattle team that just played that back-to-back that I touched on last week, Florida and Tampa Bay. And they got to be feeling good about themselves after taking down Florida on the back-to-back situation. Really weird. Lose to Tampa Bay and have a great performance against Florida in the bounce-back situation here. So I feel like confidence has to be a thing for them. It's definitely a step down in class. If I was playing this game, I'd look towards Seattle, but I just can't look towards them at the odds, and I just don't feel like playing the regulation line with them tonight. But I just, you know, every time I watch a Buffalo game, regardless of it going under or over or not, I keep on saying this, but it looks like a junior hockey game out there as far as defensive breakdowns and odd man rushes. And sometimes I find that, you know, when teams like this go head to head, you really think that, hey, this is an opportunity to go out there and get the win or to score some goals, and both teams might be up for this one. So, you know, when you get the Bruins coming in town to Buffalo and they consistently dominate them, Buffalo might not be feeling as pumped up for that game. Maybe they are to play upset, but I feel like this game in particular, catching Seattle Kraken off a big win, maybe they can play upset here and it could be a letdown. But I was messaging Alex last night about this game. I expect sloppiness. So hopefully the sloppiness leads to goals here for me.
All right, we have Arizona and Winnipeg next up here. The Winnipeg Jets, obviously huge favorites, north of -300 in most spots, 5.5 the total in this one. I do kind of like the over here at 5.5 for a small bet, but other than that, I'm not involved in the side. It's obviously just way too big of a price here to take Winnipeg in this game. But what I like about Winnipeg is sometimes when you finally see that light at the end of the tunnel, and that was a pretty dark tunnel last week, you know, with the skid that the Jets were on. Those were some pretty rough games. The offense was dormant. They weren't putting the puck in the net, firing blanks during that stretch of games, shut out by Columbus, you know, brutally beaten down by the Minnesota Wild, 7-1 on Friday. We were wondering, would this team bounce back? And very interesting that I point out in that Winnipeg-Calgary game on Saturday night, the streak continues with Calgary first period puck lines. It just keeps cashing. Another one on Saturday, yet the Jets came back and won that game. Very interesting, and I'm going to harp on that when I talk Pittsburgh-Calgary later on in this show, because I have two bets on that game, and you're going to be fascinated to hear how I'm attacking that game from a betting standpoint. But this one here with Winnipeg finally getting off the schneid, beating Calgary 4-2, coming back from a rough start in that game to win, I think that's momentum. That's positive vibes. And now returning home to a place where they've played their best hockey this year, I certainly think they're going to win tonight, but obviously the value is just not there here. I will say this for Arizona, a little bit better results lately in terms of, you know, they're not getting absolutely embarrassed in recent games like they were at times earlier in the year. And maybe they've got a chance here to maybe hang around. But I still think Winnipeg, after getting off the schneid, you're going to see them maybe go on a run, and this homestand coming up would be a good place to start. So small bet for me over, pass for me on the side in this game. Alex, Arizona, Winnipeg.
This is going to be a pass for me, and I know some people have tried to make claims for Arizona and saying that, okay, maybe they could catch Winnipeg finally, you know, like I said, breaking that streak and getting a big comeback win and now coming back home. I just still can't back Arizona, especially this is the first of a back-to-back spot. And they're playing Minnesota tomorrow night. So my guess is that it'll probably be Kirill Vemelko starting the night, and they'll save Wedgwood tomorrow. That seems to be the tougher of the two opponents, at least in my idea, obviously, standings-wise. But this is just definitely a spot. You can't lay the price with Winnipeg, even though Winnipeg has won 11 of the last 12 at home against Arizona. Like I said, if I had to look at anything here, it would probably be a first period over, but first period overs haven't really worked well with me involving the Winnipeg Jets as of late, so I'm just going to pass it all together.
Yeah, it should be interesting. I will say this, Arizona, one goal losses for them in four of their last five games. So again, we'll give them credit for that. They've been in a lot of games lately, but I like the way this sets out. When you have a good team that's off, you know, five game losing streak, they win. Sometimes they can go on a little bit of a run. Are you questioning the focus a little bit? Maybe. But again, they're playing New Jersey next. It's not like there's a big opponent, you know, to look ahead to tonight if you're the Jets. So there should be focus there. It's that one win's not good enough when you're going through a rough patch like that. You got to keep it up and win a game like this, especially at home against a bad hockey team. Jimmy, what do you think here? Arizona, Winnipeg.
Excuse me, guys. Yeah, I'm going to jump on that first period over as well. But I also am going to go the other way when it comes to the total for the whole game. I like the under in the whole game, but the first period over.
All right, fast start, slow finish. First period over and full game under. Jimmy liking that in this one. Andrew, Coyotes, Jets.
I was thinking very similar, Jimmy, and that can make for some good live betting too. You know, maybe even just wait until you cash that first period over ticket. Then you can get a pretty good number there. But, I never do these types of wagers. Pretty much, I don't think I've ever really talked about doing this, but on the show, I'm looking at +1.5 today for the Coyotes, you know, and I always say don't turn a dog in a plus price into a minus, but it's +105, you know. I just think that I don't expect, maybe if Winnipeg goes on a run, I don't expect them to blow any team out. And maybe they build off that comeback. You know, I'm a huge momentum guy, and I think that's a big thing. But, you know, they are back at home, few games on the road, and the Coyotes are keeping games closer right now. They're playing with some more pride. You know, the compete level is kind of the biggest word being tossed around the media in Arizona. And, you know, a game against Dallas, even a closer-ish game against Edmonton. There's been some games looking down their last 5 to 10 games where they've kept it close and respectable. So if they can get a decent defensive performance, I'm hoping that there's no empty net magic tonight, and +1.5 for me.
All right, so +1.5, and that's around even money there with the Arizona Coyotes with that +1.5 if you indeed like that bet on the puck line. And you're right, you don't normally get an underdog usually at a decent price with the +1.5 goals you do in this scenario. All right, Vancouver, Montreal, we've got the Montreal Canadiens -125 home favorites, 5.5 the total in this one. So, you know, the Canucks, I talked about this yesterday. You would have thought they won the Stanley Cup. You would have thought it was a big-time playoff victory with their comments after the Columbus game, which they lost, by the way, 4-2. But the way they were talking, Horvat, Travis Green, wow, we great strides forward. You know, really proud of our group tonight. You know, I really thought we played a great game, deserved better results, but man, this was big for our group. What was big? You lost. You still lost the hockey game, guys. I mean, here's Travis Green talking nonsense after that Columbus. I couldn't believe it.
He's trying to see a bright spot.
There's no bright spot. Moral victories, yeah. It's not the time for that. You've dug yourself and buried yourself a hole in the Western Conference standings right now. You need wins. None of this moral victory crap.
Well, he's not going to crap on his team in the media, though. You know what I mean? He's not going to just go out there and he's not going to, you know what I mean? If Jimmy's asking him questions, he's not going to just destroy his team. He's got to say something good about them every now and then.
Yeah, but say, okay, it was disappointing. You know, I like some of the things we did, but Tom, I'm really soft. Proud of our group.
Yeah.
They're soft.
Yeah, back in the day. But, you know, what's he going to say last night? It actually was a commendable effort. Again, from the Vancouver Canucks. And they ended up losing, of course, 3-2 to the Boston Bruins, who end up getting the victory come from behind. And boy, Vancouver's had a few of those lately where it looks like they're finally going to get a win, and it just slips away from them late in the hockey game. Just a brutal stretch for the Canucks. They've 1-9 in their last 10 games. And by the way, if you had the over, and I did have
Bruins
over, you thought you've got a Patrice Bergeron empty net goal, 4-2 with seconds left, but called back for offside, and the game ends 3-2 in favor of the Boston Bruins. So tough beat if you had. Not a bad beat, because it could have gone either way, the total, but tough beat is what I say if you had the over in that game at the end. But it ends up 3-2 on the scoreboard for Boston. Of course, Pasternak, a great game. And at the end of the day, when you're a fragile team, and as soon as Boston, and I saw Chris Otto on Twitter, as again, we got his totals on the Patreon page every day, we post them. PSU Auto, what a great job he's doing tracking everything. I saw on Twitter, I happen to know, as he posted a live in-game bet, Boston plus 150 last night against Vancouver. What a smart bet that was. Knowing how fragile the Canucks are, knowing we can't trust them to have a lead or protect a lead right now with how badly they're struggling. And sure enough, Boston comes back and cashes that in-game plus price ticket on the Bruins. So great job by Chris. Pulling the trigger there with Boston in game. It was a good bet at a good price against the Vancouver team that's just not finding ways to win right now. So you got this Vancouver team, another painful loss, and now you're on the second of back-to-back games here on the road. And then you got one more against Ottawa after that, and then you're finally going to go home following that. But not a chance, I bet, back Vancouver here in this game. Not one bit whatsoever. But here now lies the issue. With the Montreal Canadiens, they cannot put two wins in a row together, this hockey team. They can't. I mean, that's been a consistent problem for the month. They still have not won two games in a row all season long. And I'll be damned if I'm laying a price with a team that has not won two in a row yet this season. I'm just not doing it. So this is two ugly ducklings, two ugly sides. I want no part of either one. Pass for me in this game. What do you think here, Alex Vancouver?
Yeah, if all of the Turner networks were showing hockey games, this one would be on Cartoon Network. This is an absolute shit show between both of these franchises. I want nothing to do with anything in this. I'm passing.
It's a brutal game. I mean, it's two brutal teams. I don't trust either one. It's an easy decision to me. What do you think here, Jimmy? Canucks, Habs?
I think we're going to see some goals in this game, guys. Just two sloppy teams. And as you just said, look how many leads they blow in the third period here. I might even be following it live, jump on a third period over, seeing how the game's going there. So I just think it's going to be a sloppy game. I would, if I was leaning towards a side, I would jump on the Habs, but I'll stick with the over here.
Yeah, and Montreal, I'll say this for Montreal. They beat Pittsburgh, nice win. Pittsburgh's playing good. It was a revenge game, too, because they got buried by Pittsburgh 6-0 in Montreal a few weeks ago. But let's be careful not to overvalue that win for Montreal. It was a back-to-back. Pittsburgh played a really tight-checking, physical, grinded-out game against the Islanders. I think it took a lot out of them, that Friday night game, back-to-back. And Casey DeSmith, let's be honest, he's not Tristan Jarry right now, not even close. In net for the Pittsburgh Penguins. So let's not go crazy and jump up and down and just act like that's the start of a big time spurt here for Montreal. Let's see them win us two games in a row, please. Can I ask for that? Can I get that? Can I get two freaking?
Can I get that? Can I please get that?
Yeah, could Andrew get that as a fan? I mean, my gosh, can you believe it? We're almost into December. And if you're Andrew or any Habs fan, my team hasn't won two in a row all year. Can you believe that? Like, not we're crazy. This deep into the season, they have not won two games in a row. We'll see if tonight's the night. Andrew, what do you think? Canucks, Habs.
It's funny. I got to mention this. One of my good buddies, he's a Pittsburgh fan, and he's one of those guys that always gets at me saying that, you know, all the Habs are is price, and, you know, last year was nothing. Obviously, he was amazing in the playoffs, but so I decided after the Habs beat the Penguins on the weekend to message him and say, well, it looks like the only reason why the Penguins are good is because of Tristan Jarry. And it was hard to even type that. It was hard to even type that out, you know.
He's playing better, and the team defense has been good in front of him. So it's a combo.
Of course. It was mostly just a joke, but it was kind of funny to see the difference into Smith versus versus Jarry. But you know what? I haven't backed them too many times this season, Ian. But I'm looking towards the Habs in this game. You know, this is one of those ones where don't try and catch a falling knife. My new favorite saying I got from Steve Merrill. You know, you a streak can go on and on, but it only ends once. And when you're playing poorly like you are for Vancouver right now, I mean, the Habs are playing really poor as well. They're giving up goals like it's a comedy show. Like Alex said, it doesn't belong on the Comedy Network. But you know, I think I like where Jimmy's head is as far as the in-game over situation, because we're starting to see that a lot with both these teams, where it's like, okay, all right, coach, I'll give you 20 minutes of good defensive hockey, and then I'll break down when it matters the most with 10 minutes to go in the game, you know? So I really like that in-game thought from Jimmy, but I'm looking towards the Habs here in this game on the money line. I got to say, guys, those thoughts from JT Miller were very weird. He's like, yeah, everyone's got to buy in. And then the guy's
it was hilarious.
Did everybody buy in? He's like,
No, he didn't even say that. He's like, I don't know.
Yeah. Jimmy, what do you think about that follow-up from the reporter? You have to ask it, right?
What, with Brad Marchand?
No. When he said to JT Miller, he's like, what do you think about, is everybody buying in? And he's like, JT Miller's like,
I didn't see it, guys. I was in the Boston side. So,
JT Miller said, everybody has to start buying in. And then he said, well, what do you think? Are people doing it at all? And he just gave this answer that was the least.
He just shook his head and he mumbled like, I don't even know.
Yeah, they're in a rough spot. It's not good.
But you got to leave that stuff in the locker room, though, right, Jimmy? I mean, you can't.
They're frustrated, man. That's when you lose that much and you lose a lot of games where you had a lead like that. It gets on you. They're human.
They are, and we're all disappointed with Vancouver. I mean, we thought better things for this team coming into this year, Demko, and we thought this team, you know, kind of victimized by circumstance last year and injuries and COVID-19 riddled that team. Down the stretch, and I thought the talent was there. Evidently, they're not playing up to that talent. You can't find Pedersen with a telescope right now. Where the hell's that guy for the Vancouver Canucks right now? Hello, Pedersen. Hello.
I think I did like three or four, like either just shows or like radio shows where I said Canucks to make the playoffs at +175 is a steal.
Oh, it was a steal. Our money's been stolen.
That's
a steal. Right. Yeah,
that's the steal.
My money.
We had our money stolen. There's the steal right there on the Vancouver Canucks to make the playoffs. Although I guess with some miracle and they just go crazy, batshit hot, crazy, red hot down the stretch, maybe they could get back into it. But that's asking a lot at this point with where the hole that Vancouver has created for themselves. All right, we wrap it up with a great game, guys, to wrap up the night. Pittsburgh and Calgary here. On this Monday slate, we've got Calgary -145 home favorites, 5.5 the total in this one. You know, I deviate more toward overs than unders with totals, but if there's ever going to be an under tonight on this card, it's this game, in my opinion, Pittsburgh and Calgary, because we were going to talk about it with Pittsburgh again. They're back on the road, and to say their team defense was good is an understatement on their last road trip. It was phenomenal what we got from the Penguins defensively on that road trip. 6-0 shutout over Montreal, 2-0 shutout over Toronto, and boy, does that win look good with the way the Leafs are playing right now. 3-1 win over Winnipeg, just outstanding team defense, really, until they played Montreal Saturday night with their backup, Casey DeSmith, in net. You know, it's been a terrific run of great team defense. Jari has been solid in net during this stretch of games, especially on the road. We'll see if he can keep it going here. It's a great goalie matchup, Tristan Jari and Jacob Markstrom in between the pipes for these two teams. So this definitely has the makings of a good lower scoring game between two teams playing good hockey. Calgary finally got cooled off, had their four-game win streak snapped by that 4-2 loss to Winnipeg on Saturday night, but they're still 5-2 in their last seven games, playing well. It's been a better year for Gaudreau. Mangiapane's been a breakout offensive machine for the Calgary Flames. The team defense has been solid. I like Hanifin's game, for instance. I thought Hanifin stepped his game up to another level this year for the Flames. They're getting the goaltending from not only Markstrom, but Vladar, when he's been in there, has been good as well. So I'm taking an interesting approach, though, for this game. Calgary got cooled off by Winnipeg, and now they get a Pittsburgh team not happy with their game against Montreal, starting a road trip. They played great on the road. They had a terrific road trip recently, first game of the road trip. I expect Pittsburgh to play really well, and I think they got a chance to win this game. So I like Pittsburgh plus the price as a road underdog for the full game. But I'm also going to take that Calgary first period puck line minus a half at a plus price, and I'm going to try to go 2-0 with this game. I think Calgary, you know, off the loss to Winnipeg, maybe they get the first goal. They've done that a ton lately. They've been just masters at scoring first against their opponent in recent games, that maybe they get off to a good start, take the lead. The first period puck line for Calgary is cashed in seven straight. See if they make it eight straight and have the lead after the first. I'm going to go Calgary minus a half at the plus price in the first period. But I'm also going to go with Pittsburgh plus 125 for the full game on the money line. I'm going to see if I can hit both. I think maybe Calgary a fast start, then Pittsburgh clamps down, battles their way back into it. Let's not forget, we've got all the key artillery back now for the Penguins, unlike earlier this year. You know, we've got Crosby, we've got Gensel, we've got, you know, their key players back, dude, Letang, Dumoulin, Pedersen, Marino, Matheson, Ruedel. The whole blue line is healthy. And don't look now, but look who is skating at the morning skate today on a non-contact jersey for Pittsburgh, Evgeny Malkin. Yes, indeed, his return is imminent as well now for the Pittsburgh Penguins. So it's a team that's definitely playing good hockey, especially on the road. They got all their pieces back, and I think they can win this game. But I'm also going to try to go 2-0 with that Calgary puck in this game, with that Calgary puck line in the first period. You just can't ignore it. Seven straight for that Calgary first period puck line cashing. So very interesting approach for me, hoping to go 2-0 in this game. Alex, what do you think with Penguins Flames?
Yeah, I'm right there with you on that Calgary first period puck line. I was on that in the game against Winnipeg. And the reason I like it even more, one, obviously you're getting, still getting a good plus price. I've seen it as high as plus 160, 165, or one offshore book. But you look at Pittsburgh in the last four games, they've been held scoreless in the first period. So you got a better goalie now they're going to face in Jacob Markstrom. And they said, you know, coming off of a loss, I feel Calgary, they're definitely going to be at least fired up in that. If in the beginning of the game, like I said, this could be a back and forth battle. I don't want anything to do with the side. So I'm just going to stay with Calgary, first period puck line. And if I do see where, you know, Pittsburgh comes back, like I said, you think Pittsburgh can come back and get the win, you can get an even better adjusted price live if they're down 1-0 after 20 minutes, or down 2-0 after 20 minutes. So that's something to just keep an eye on. But I think Calgary first period puck line is something worth riding until it falls off.
Yeah, and again, you get a really good plus price every time with those first period puck line bets on the favorite. And that's the case again here, plus 165 for that Calgary first period puck line in this one. Jimmy, what do you think, Pittsburgh-Calgary?
Yeah, I'm going to ride that as well, guys. And I'm going to get on the under as well, Ian. I like your call there. These are two teams that grind it out. They work hard, and it's hard to come by goals with them, so I'm going to go with that under as well.
And you got to know, with the six goals they allowed, although many of them were, you know, late in the game and empty netters, I mean, it just exploded in the third period of that Pittsburgh-Montreal game. But nevertheless, they're going to want to tighten it up, get back to that what winning formula that worked on the last Penguins road trip, and that was good team defense from the goaltender out. So I think they get back to that tonight. What do you think, Andrew, Pittsburgh-Calgary?
I'm looking at the dog here. We'll see what can happen, but I think that this is a great leadership team. I really kind of put a lot of emphasis on that with Pittsburgh, and I think that what I was impressed with as far as the Montreal game went was just the fact that they played a full 60. You know, like, that game was ridiculous. How about if you had any under in that game? Oh, my God. 1-0 going into the third period and then a 6-3 finish. Both teams played until the end, but I was impressed, you know, with what I saw from Pittsburgh still in that third period, despite what the score said, despite obviously we saw some empty net goals there. But maybe we see a Calgary team that's feeling good about themselves. Despite that loss they had, they've been playing really great hockey and, you know, getting back here, playing at home. I think we're getting, you know, kind of a mispriced game here. So give me the dog here on a bounce back game for the Pens.
All right, Andrew Lycan, Pittsburgh here, plus 125. All right, before we wrap up the show and get to best bets, we're in the gift of giving or season of giving. You know, December's almost here, the month of Christmas. So great time to talk about DraftKings Sportsbook, and they're in the season of giving too right now. Football fans, we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game. But with the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner with just a single point scored. New customers can bet just $1 on any team to score in an NFL game, and you can win $100 in free bets. It's that simple. DraftKings Sportsbook isn't available in your state. You can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL and, of course, the NHL. Must be 21 years of age or older. Must reside in a DraftKings Sportsbook state. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Sign up for an account. Use the promo code THPN. All right, it's time for best bets to wrap up this Monday edition of the show. Of course, tomorrow will be a bigger card, so we'll have a bigger show on tap for sure. Alex, we'll start with you. What do you like for best bet?
Let's go with Seattle and Buffalo over 5.5 plus $1.10. Like, this is rare to find a 5.5 total with the over at plus money, and I don't understand why when you look at the current form of both of these clubs and the goaltending issues both of them have. So let's go with Kraken Sabres over 5.5 plus $1.10. That's my best bet tonight.
All right, Seattle Buffalo over 5.5 best bet here for Alex B. Smith. Jimmy, what do you like for best bet?
I'm going to go with that under in the Calgary Pittsburgh.
All right, Pittsburgh Calgary under 5.5, and you're right. I think that's your low scoring game of the night, in my opinion. I believe that as well. Andrew, what do you think for best bet?
Can't believe I'm doing it here, Ian, but give me the +1.5 goals for the Coyotes against the Winnipeg Jets. They absolutely got pumped against the Wild. Then they get shut out against Columbus, and they have a comeback victory where they played 5 minutes of better hockey against Calgary. I think it's a letdown spot. I think that they're going to feel good about themselves back at home, and I think we've got a team that's going to try and play them tight. So +1.5 goals here for the Coyotes.
All right, Arizona +1.5, best bet. For Andrew McGinnis, that's Arizona on the puck line, +1.5.
And if that loses, Ian, put me on the Coyotes ban list for the next 6 months.
All right. Yeah, we'll do the Jimmy Murphy with the Rangers from earlier this season for you with Arizona.
Which is lifted, by the way, right?
Huh?
That's you're good now, yeah.
Yeah, you're good. You can bet the Rangers again now. Yeah. The Rangers. You didn't even mention them during that whole ban, so well done, Jimmy. You looked up to your end of the bargain. I have much respect for you for that. Absolutely. All right, my best bet, I was going to go Pittsburgh-Calgary, one or the other. I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh side, +125. I just like the starting of the road trip, bounce back from the Montreal game. But I do like that Calgary puck line and did bet the Calgary puck line as well. So I'm honestly looking to go 2-0 in that game. Calgary first period puck line, but the official best bet for me on this show will be Pittsburgh +125 against Calgary. We'll go with that for a best bet for this Monday card. And that'll wrap up this edition of the Ice Guys. Thanks to everybody for joining us. A reminder, the Ice Guys is live 7 days a week on YouTube, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, Saturday and Sunday, noon Eastern. If you can't watch the show live, download the Ice Guys podcast in audio form on all major podcast platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. Download the podcast of the Ice Guys whenever you can't watch the show live. For Alex B. Smith, Jimmy Murphy, and Andrew McGinnis, I'm Ian Cameron. Have a great Monday night. Enjoy the games and good luck. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Tuesday for another edition of the Ice Guys presented by the Hockey Podcast Network.